and sets up the offense as Drew King for Cass City. 6:15 left in the second. Cass City leading by 14 to 27-13. Drew King on the right wing, passes it into Israelson in the right block. He dribbles in, one dribble, goes up for the slam. That was yet another miss. He's 1 for 3 on the slam tonight. Typically, that's a high percentage shot.
You know, I think Coach probably might want to take him aside and say, just make a layup.
Yeah. That's possible 4 points he missed there. Quinn's out of the key. Feeds into Blossom. If Israelson goes in for the block, slots it away, but rebound Will Sutton. And that one's missed. Goes out to Quinn from about 10 feet. That one's missed. Rebound, bad X. Quinn yet again passes out to Reifenbach for 3. Out of the key, yes! Reifenbach wide open. Hits the 3, the first field goal for Bad X in the second quarter. 27-16. Cassidy's lead now down to 11. Early crosses the timeline, down the right sideline. Gets down to the right post. He puts it up for the jump shot. No good, but there is a foul on Bad X. Erland's angle line for 2. Fouls at number 33. Jeremy Pulowski, his first. Team 6. Erland's free throw up and no good. Cup substitutions in for Cass City. Replacing Drew King is number 2, Orban. And replacing Israelson is number 23, Alex Gillespie. Erland's second free throw is up and no good. Rebound Quinn. 27-16. Cassidy leads by 11. 5:15 left in the first half. Reifenbach free from the corner. No good. Hits the side of the backboard. He gets his own rebound, though. That one up from the free throw line. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Cassidy. Bad X ball underneath their own hoop. Quinn's taking it out for the Hatchets. 11-point game, but it feels a lot closer than that. As Canarian takes a 3 from the left corner, that one's no good. Rebound Reifenbach for Bad X, racking in the offensive rebounds. Reifenbach from the right block puts up the power layup, and it's good. I didn't know Reifenbach could shoot within 18 feet of this, less than 18 feet.
We talked about styles beforehand, and right now Cassidy's trying to take time off the clock. And, you know, let's face it, when Cassidy has the ball, you know, Bad X doesn't. But when Bad X gets the ball, it's up there.
And Orban takes the 16-footer. That's short by about 3 feet. Rebound, Bad X. Here comes Reifenbach. He gets fouled on the way right at the timeline by Cass City. He's shooting 2 shots in the double bonus. That foul is on number 2.
Looks like 22. Looks like Shane Rasmussen.
Yes, as we have a timeout on the court. So you're tuned to WLAW, a 30-second timeout by Cass City. You're tuned to WLAW.
Hi, Todd Bowers for Moore Motor Sales in Caro. We are selling all remaining 2011 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram inventory at employee pricing to everyone while they last. Get this huge discount on any leftover unit in stock. Save thousands on this special 2011 closeout sale. Come see me, Todd Bowers, only at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Wild indeed. 4:36 left in the second quarter. Bad X now trails only by 9, 27-18 to Cass City as Reifenbach set the line, shooting a double bonus, 2 shots on the way. First one's up and good. End of the third quarter. Aubley now leads by 2 over Brown City, 38-36. Reifenbach makes the first free throw, second one on the way, now 19-27. Right off the front of the iron on that one. Remains an 8-point lead for Cass City. Here comes Orban back in the game for Cass City. Cass City's only scored 2 points in the second quarter. Bad X scored 9. Orban drives up the left side. He puts it up for 2. Right up around the rim for a while, and it goes in. Second field goal for Cass City. Goes to Cody Orban for 2. 10-point lead. 4:15 left in the second quarter. Swing over to Reichenbach in the corner, wide open for 3. That one's short by about 1.5 feet. Rebound number 12 for Cass City. Cody Ross, here comes Orban across the timeline. Down the right corner. And there's a hold on Reifenbach, a bad X. A lot of tic-tac fouls being called here tonight.
That's number 3 on Reifenbach.
And that's the team 7. Though it's going to be shooting 1-1, Orban. Comes with substitutions in for Cass City and Bad X, and we have a timeout on the court. So, at the score 29-19, Cass City leading Bad X by 10, 3:58 left. You're tuned to WIW, timeout on the full court.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And just like that, Orban puts up the first free throw of two on the way. And it's good. Little confliction between the statisticians and us here. As the second free throw is up and good, we have Reifenbach down for two fouls. The books have him down, or we have him down for three. The books have him down for two, but yet our foul, total fouls, match up. So we'll figure it out eventually here, as Pulaski has in the right corner, trying to drive in. Kicks it back out to Queen on the right wing. He almost took the three, decided not to. Being double-teamed, back up to Pulaski, top of the key. He dribbles in to the free throw line, kicks it back out to 15, Ben Braden. Over to Canary on the left side. Not much there. Back up to Quinn. 3.5 minutes left. 12-point game. Cassidy leading 31-19 to the Bad Axe Hatchets. Almost picked off, but Canarian's there to pick it back up for Bad Axe. He takes the 16-footer. This one's no good. Rebound Israelson of Cassidy. And it's Red Hawk ball. Just over three minutes left in the first half here. Cassidy leads by 12. Cody Ross over to Orban on the left wing. Back up to Israelson. About 25 feet away from the hoop. Back over to Cody Ross. Israelson, top of the key. Green guard by Sutton. Into early underneath the hoop. Green guard by 23. Canarian, he's fouled. That's second foul on Canarian. Team 8. And Erland came to the line for two. He missed the first two free throws of the night. For Cassidy. With 2:51 left in the first half. 31-19 Cassidy. Substitutions coming in for both teams after this free throw. As it goes in, I think the first one, Silk is smooth as Silk there. 13-point lead. Coming out of the game for Bad Axe number 44 and number 23, Canarian and Sutton. In Spencer Kelly and Kramer as the second free throw goes to no good. Into Kramer in the right corner. Quinn, top of the key. Cassidy in 2-3 zone. Get past to Quinn on the right wing. Into Spencer Kelly is on Israelson. Out to Kramer. Skip pass over to the left side. It is stolen by Cassidy, but Spencer Kelly picks it back up across the timeline. Then Quinn down on the left post tries to go up, but he kicks it back out to Pulaski, who then drives down back up to Quinn at the three-point line in the corner. And basically a hook and ladder play there. Being guarded by Drew King. Quinn drives into the lane, goes up against Israelson. That one's short, and we potential jump ball is Israelson fat on the ball for the jump. Then his Bad Axe ball, Cassidy had it at the quarter.
I think the Cassidy fans want an over and back on that, but it looked like the momentum carried him over.
Momentum carried it over, and not all 3 points of the fulcrum across the center, across the timeline. As Kramer picks it up 90 feet away from the hoop for Bad Axe on the inbound over to Pulaski in the right corner. Less than two left. Kramer almost gets it stolen, and we have a push foul. Whether it's on Cassidy or Bad Axe, we're not sure yet. It's on Cassidy. That's right against Cody Orban, his first. Team's 11th, so at the line shooting two is number 12, Matt Kramer. 32-19, 13-point lead for Bad Axe. For Cassidy. Minute 54 left as Kramer's first free throw off the back of the rim. No good. As substitution is coming in for, Canarian in for the shooter after this free throw. In for Kramer. Minute 54, 32-19. Bad Axe with a double bonus. This one's up and good. Those substitutions come in for the shooter. Canarian replaces Kramer. Drew King has it about 90 feet away from his own hoop for Cassidy. 12-point game. In early, he drives across the timeline down the right sideline. Being guarded by Pulaski.